With the summer sizzle starting to fizzle, cooler heads are looking to lock in a wellness routine fit for the fall and beyond. Lucky for you, Ritual's high standards don't drop with the temperature. Fully committed to traceable science and sourcing, Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with high-quality ingredients and scientifically developed formulas. With them, you know what you're taking, where it comes from, and why it's important. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to groundbreaking options like stress relief and sleep melatonin, which both use first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. And right now, for a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates, all that good stuff. Seems like this is going to be a fairly hefty dose again, Haley,
this week.
And if you're tuning in, don't forget to hit that notification bell, follow, subscribe, or whatever you can do to help us. Give us a rating if you've been enjoying this. If it's your first time listening to us, thanks for joining us. Maybe leave us a rating of 5 stars, right?
5 stars.
And I guess after this. And I think, Haley, you should tell them where else they could catch us.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and also TikTok. I totally blanked.
Haley's loading still.
Oh my God. I was buffering for a second. That was really weird. I was like, I could hear myself talking, but then I was like, wait, I'm forgetting something.
Yes.
Okay.
The actual podcast IG account. Yes. You forgot that.
Yes.
And also on IG, you can always hit us up. We are pretty good with replying back to a lot of our listeners and just simping and talking K-pop stuff, of course. And this week, of course, we have more K-pop stuff to talk about. We'll talk about NCT Dream having their third world tour, I believe, right? They actually released some stuff about that, so we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about a lot of the music videos that dropped and kind of like we checked out most of them and how we feel about like how they sounded, how they looked. Of course, we have a little bit more updates on the new jeans status. It's probably not the best.
It's not looking good.
Yeah, I'm going to be very sad and we'll talk about more sadness later on. We have some KCON Japan because, of course, Haley is now a Boy Next Door fan. What are you guys called?
One Door.
You're One Door. Okay. Let's see. I was trying to think of a funny joke, but I couldn't think of a dad joke. I was thinking of Three Doors Down, but okay. I was like, no. Also, we're going to talk about
some. I'm One Door Down.
Oh, boy. Moving on, we have okay. IVE. We're going to be talking about IVE because we did watch the music video, but also there's been some, I guess, drama, not amongst the members, but amongst IVE versus, I guess, the world, including like a lawsuit and all this stuff. Then we'll talk about a little bit about TWICE, sprinkle some TWICE in there because, of course, I love talking about TWICE. Then Haley will talk about BTS and Stray Kids, and that's the formula every week for the most part.
Yes.
Let's get started, because Haley and I just, we usually eat after the recording, but we've been eating before, and Haley's like bloated, I'm bloated, she looks like she's gonna fall asleep.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's a great way to get ready for the podcast. So, all right, let's do it. NCT Dream. Haley, can you say some stuff while I pull up their Instagram and look at the tour stuff?
So NCT Dream dropped their dates for their Dream Show 3 Scape Tour. It's going to include...
Dreamscape, Haley.
Oh, hello. Like, what is this space?
I don't know. That's just how the freaking thing... Look at how they spaced it on the freaking...
Oh, my bad.
The thing itself said like Dreamscape. Something about, look, dream. And then there's like some zero or some apostrophe crap with blank in it. Scape.
Because I would think dreamscape is like one word.
Yeah, but then why did you still have to say it all weird?
I don't know. Because I felt like there was like a lot of dream.
Spelled the correct way.
Look at this sentence.
These are not sentences. These are all run-ons and notes. You should never read them as sentences.
Well, I was
you should know this by how many years now.
Okay, go. You pulled up stuff already. Go
ahead. Oh, okay. Let's see. I don't even remember what the hell you said. So I will say that this also includes, we talked about Asia already, I think a while back. Mm-hmm. So we have updates about Latin America, North America, and Europe. So it seems like they'll be doing some stops along the way, actually, on this side. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see when they say, like, Latin America. You know, there's actually a couple places. And North America, of course, ends up being mostly... all in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Like, no Canada, no nothing.
Oh, really?
But let's see. Let's start. Looks like they'll be stopping by Colombia, Brazil, like even at Sao Paulo, Chile, Santiago.
So a real world tour.
Yeah, for Latin America, at least. Yeah, it does seem like it. Mexico City, then they got L.A., Oakland, of course, Dallas, Fort Worth. And then you got Duluth, Georgia. You got Belmont Park, New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago. Then they'll also be stopping. This is all starting, like, I believe, like the end of August. And then they're working their way through, like, September for, like, all the America.
Uh-huh.
Then in, I think October is when, October is when Europe happens. They'll be at the Netherlands, Germany, so, of course, like, Berlin, Denmark, Paris, and London. Those are good stops.
Okay,
hats off to NCT, hats off to, well, that's, is Australia part of Europe or North America?
Where is it?
I don't know, but just wait, Haley.
Okay,
jeez. But that's a pretty good solid tour, I think, for all the
Netizens?
Yeah. And citizens? Whatever.
And citizens.
Okay. Let's move on now. Actually, yeah, I wish some more groups did it that way. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's nice when they got a ton of... Remember, it's weird that... It's not weird, but it's cool that Viviz, when we talked about them last week, they had like 21 stops in the U.S. It was crazy.
I know.
That was nuts. Crazy. It was like 20 stops or some shit. That was nuts. Okay, let's do it. Comebacks. Comeback time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, May 16, Mark, so this is already probably out by this episode. Mark from NCT has, Mark, who's part of practically every NCT subunit, has his own solo title track called 200. Interesting. Mm. Just shy 100 of the 300.
Right, yeah.
So close. May 17, 17's music video for Spell, so which is the performance unit line, will be finally dropping their music video. We've been slowly getting a lot of music videos by 17. May 20th, Suho. Do you know Suho from EXO?
Yes, I do.
Because he has a solo comeback that he's dropping with Wendy. So keeping it within SM Entertainment, right? The
Cheese,
SM fam.
Is that the name of the song?
Yes, the song is Cheese. Not,
love it.
Not the Stray Kids one Cheese. That we're thinking of. Cheese. We'll see what it is, though. It's featuring Wendy. I wonder how that's going to sound. B.I. from Icon. Is dropping his own thing called Tasty as well on May 20th. May 22nd, One Us. They have a digital single called Now that's dropping. May 24th. I get sad when I see this name, Haley.
Yes.
New Jeans. May 24th is dropping, I believe, probably like the second part of their double single because Bubblegum had already dropped. I'm still recovering from Schoolboy Honey. And they've been dropping and showing more stuff.
Like, she has like now she's like
an orange hair Ariel, like with wavy hair. It looks like they're like going to Coachella. Mm-hmm. I gotta also say Haerin. Oh shit! I was gonna say Haerin. Like I love her hairstyle. Mm-hmm. Like the I think it was like kind of like blondish, but like also like had like the curl like ponytail. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, not ponytail. Pigtails, right? Mm-hmm. Are the side ones. I don't know. I like the look on it. She looks super Coachella-like. And it was her birthday. Mm-hmm. And she's officially safe for all the simps out there.
Oh.
One of our other friends was... I do like her, too. Mm-hmm. And then one of our friends... Actually, a couple of our friends who like have her as their bias.
So are she's celebrating. 18?
Yeah, she hit the 18 mark. So they're jumping for joy. Mm-hmm. And that now they can come out of the shadows.
Now they can simp for her in public.
Exactly. Let's see. Next up is also, this is all within May 24th. We have 17, Cheers to Youth, the music video. See, it's just like nonstop. Mm. They have like their stuff. So Cheers to Youth, finally.
Yeah, and we've heard all these songs because they've dropped their album.
Right, the album has been out. It's just the
music videos. Yeah.
The album has been out. So that actual music video finally be dropping. Mm-hmm. And of course, RM's full release of his album, mm-hmm. the second solo, Right Place, Wrong Person. Of course, we watched the music video, but we will handle it in the BTS section.
Yes.
Or segment, I should say, of this podcast. Let's see. In terms of like, okay, like I like bringing this up when, mm-hmm. when we have stuff happening. Mm-hmm. We do have some K-pop stuff on the agenda for our schedule next week for us.
Like one.
Like in LA. Technically, yes. Yeah. We do have one only. It's a Rise.
Yes.
Their showcase that somehow they just dropped. The only like American, like North and South American stop is in LA.
Perfect. Wonderful for us.
You mean Juan Bin Derful.
Juan Biffle.
Okay. Juan yes. I like yours. Juan Biffle is cool. But that's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited because, man, their music, they've been dropping a lot of stuff.
They're lovely 9 songs total.
This is going to be definitely a showcase like aespa. Yeah, mm-hmm. I really feel it. And then, plus, they're also under SM.
They're probably going to do, like, cover songs and games and like
interviews. It's fun, though. Like, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Hopefully, they just leave it as one night. But
I think,
remember, aespa pulled, like, they added a second night out of nowhere, remember?
They shouldn't.
It's too late now, right?
Rises, like, I was looking at their tickets. They still have tickets. So I don't think they should add another show because they didn't sell out.
God, please don't add another one. Not that Haley would have gone again anyways.
No, I can't.
But at the same time, yeah, I'm super excited. Haley's still annoyed that their light stick is not available here in the U.S.
No, it's not. And the thing is like, I think it was only available in Korea because I watched their, like, some of their Japan videos from their showcase there, and the audience didn't have the light stick, the official light stick. They gave them some orange glow stick.
Oh yes, the beta version.
Yeah.
I remember, like, for aespa when they came, they didn't have their official light stick too when we watched them the first time.
Was it out already though?
I don't think so.
Oh, see, Rises is out, so I'm like,
actually, maybe I don't know. Actually, I'm not too sure. I can't.
I was like, Rise already has their official light stick out, but then it's like, hello, it's not being sold
so
anywhere.
In Japan, they basically look like they're guiding airplanes in, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's orange. I guess their color is orange.
So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's the airport light stick kind of thing. And of course, that's what we had at aespa too. Mm-hmm. Like the first one, it just feels like those regular, like, it's like yellow or white-ish looking, just like regular.
I mean, I hope they give us something for Rise because, like, that would be kind of sad if there's no light for them, you know?
They
like
have
when we go to the concert.
Well, if aespa, I mean, just because I'm basing it off SM.
I hope so.
Them doing it with aespa, should be the same.
Because we have sound check too, so we better get something with that.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I have faith that we will get something. Also, next week, TXT has been coming around, and they'll actually be in LA, basically the 2 day for 2 days straight after the day after Rise.
Yeah,
but we're not going. I mean, kind of sad. I'm like, not sad, but I'm like, damn, I kind of wish we were going a little bit because I have been really liking their songs lately. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, for TXT, like, I can't believe it's been a year since we saw
it.
It feels like,
it feels like
it's only been like 6 months, but I guess Haley told me it was like a year ago.
Yeah, we saw them last year, May.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really like their tour and like the show too. It was really fun. It's cool because now they're doing it instead of at BMO, they're doing it at Crypto. So it's kind of smaller, but at the same time, it feels more intimate and it's like closed off.
Right, and it's seated. Is it seated?
Of course. The GA is not seated.
Oh, it's GA? Never mind.
The GA floor, but everything else is seated, like because it's basically Crypto, and you know that's where like all the basketball and sports games are played. I mean, is there any chance possibly that you'd be interested in going? At all? Because I would be interested.
I don't know. I'm working those 2 days, so.
It doesn't matter. We wouldn't be going to soundcheck or anything. We'd basically just kind of go like.
I work in the evening.
Oh, shit. You work pretty late. Yeah. That's right. I guess we're not going. So have fun, all the fellow MOA out there. Mm-hmm. So let's see. What else do we have here? I think we can talk about the music videos now. Mm-hmm. We did watch plenty of them. Mm-hmm. You want to start with Aespa?
Oh,
Supernova?
Sure. I mean. Honestly, like the music video was really cool.
It's entertaining like, and kind of funny. Some parts are pretty funny.
They're like, I think, superhero villains.
Are they super villains? Oh.
I don't know. But vampires, maybe?
Well, Karina's like, Karina's the vampire, right? Like, all I remember is Winter just getting yeeted out. I don't know what is going on.
I don't know what's going on.
She's on that
music video.
Freaking antenna pole, and she just encircles and she just yeets. Just
so she can
flies
fly.
Off.
Mm-hmm.
But like, why would you do that if you're flying?
She's playing around. Maybe it's fun.
I guess I would vomit all over the place, and it would be showered. The city would be showered in vomit, basically, if I had that power and if I was doing what she was doing. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, sounds like an Aespa song.
Definitely.
100%. It's one of the Aespa songs where I should say, like, for me, it's kind of hard to... It has to grow on me.
You can't enjoy it the first time, I guess.
It takes a few rounds till it kind of gets to you. Hopefully, it goes through.
I mean, I'm sure when you hear it in concert, you'll be like, yeah!
Yeah, you don't give
supernova.
A fuck. You're just like, yeah!
Supernova.
Yeah, you don't give a fuck. Yeah, when you see it in concert, it's a different story. Like, even, like, when we're like, oh my god, Savage and all this shit.
Exactly.
Like, when we saw him live, it's like, oh shit, okay. I'm looking forward to that. So that when all these comebacks, I really think they might have like a tour, like second half, like near the end of this year. I'm hoping. I really think I am going to get Barricade again, or not again for them for the
first time. Yeah.
I want to get Barricade for them.
You should.
I think I will. I get it out of my system. I'm sure our friend James wants to get it out of his system as well, since
He's still complaining,
even though we're like pretty damn close. We're like mid 100s last time.
Not close enough.
This was actually my first, one of the first K-pop concerts I can remember that we watched at Crypto was Aespa. And I really like it. So that's why, like, whoever's going to TXT,
yeah,
you're going to have a lot of fun.
It's
like,
a good
venue. Crypto is really, like, good venue for the shows. I don't know why.
Especially, like, if you're in the hundreds,
you're still close
to the floor.
But, like, the sound and just everything, I don't know why more artists don't perform. Like, there's a lot of
basketball games.
There's a lot of
going on.
That's right. There's a lot of American artists and, like, international ones, but not really K-pop artists that perform much at Crypto. So hopefully we get more of that. I mean, honestly, like, Le Sserafim, thinking about it, they're, like, big NBA brand ambassadors. They should perform
they should.
At the Crypto. Mm-hmm. So that's just what I think. Let's see. So Aespa. Yep. Sounds like Aespa.
Mm-hmm.
Ive. Mm-hmm. So Ascendio. Right? Ascendio?
Ascendio?
Ascendio.
Ascendio.
I really like this song. First of all, I listened to this song a lot, even before the music video came out.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know there was going to be a music video. Or maybe we talked about it.
We talked about it, but I forgot also it was going to be specifically this song.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know it's this song. Haley, what did you think in terms of your expectations?
I love the music video because they went with the magical girl theme, which I'm so excited about because I thought they weren't going to do it. And it was just going to be like a concept.
Just for the photos, right?
Yeah,
that's what we thought.
But they actually went through with it. So there was like good and evil.
Magical
like
girls. Just like Sailor Moon. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It was interesting too, like seeing them like they're good and evil is like them against themselves.
Right, yeah. It's cool.
So it's like the Parent Trap where like Lindsay Lohan's like has two of her and there's like two of each of the members too.
Right, like twice.
That's for Heartshaker at the end.
Yes.
Instead of dancing with each other, they're like fighting
too.
With each other, though.
Remember?
Like an all-out magical girl fight. That was pretty crazy, though. The music video is really interesting. I really liked it. I wonder if they filmed it here. It looked like someplace in LA, right?
Like some bougie, like Airbnb.
Yeah, for real. It seemed like it. But it was pretty cool. I really enjoy the song itself. Mm-hmm. I ended up enjoying, and of course, Haley even more so started enjoying the music video too.
The song itself is good.
You like it too? Mm-hmm. Even my sister liked it.
The chorus part is really good.
I remember I played it in the car. My sister
was like, "Who is this?
Who is this?" Like, yeah. So you know, you already know. Whenever you get that question, you know it sounds good. And yeah, she was pretty surprised it was Ive. She's like, "Oh shit!" And then also, oh, I have like a note here. I think they have like less than like 12 hours left on this now, but they are having because remember we do fan calls or we apply for them like sometimes, like not as often as one of our friends, but. We do it sometimes, and Ive has one for this comeback. Mm-hmm. There's only like a few hours left on it. Mm. I'm like on the fence. I'm like, damn, do I want to? And now after watching the music video, I'm like, shit, I kind of want to. Mm-hmm. And if I somehow by miracle win, I'm gonna ask Won Young if she had steak because that's her favorite food. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see if she had steak when she was like in Dallas and everything, and how the tour was. That's just me, you know. Thinking too far ahead, but and dreaming because you never know. Most of the time, you fall short within the like these ones, like,
right? And then because like we don't buy thousands of albums, we buy one,
right? And it's different too, like for different groups. And like I said, like literally, I pulled the golden ticket for NewJeans, and right. then for this one for MakeStar, because the NewJeans one I won was under Weverse itself, and Weverse sucks. Ass now because you can't even we can't even sign up for the NewJeans or Le Sserafim fan calls because the global shop does not work for US.
It's dumb. US it's for everything based global
addresses now. It sucks. So right now, like MakeStar is one of the other. You've probably heard of MakeStar POBs and everything.
They have really good ones.
They have a lot of events if you go on their site, and like one of the other ones is ATs. You could possibly enter an ATs fan call.
Yeah.
And then what right now, like I said, it's for Ive. What you do is like you scroll to the bottom after you see the event page that you want to go to. Because if you haven't done this before, I'm just kind of telling you what's going on. Then at the bottom of the page is where you can select like the member you want a chance to like, you know, get a ticket for. And you basically have you're buying an album and also a chance. To
it's
do
a
that.
Raffle, basically.
It's a raffle, yeah. But you have to actually purchase an album. Also, the cool part is if you do win, not only are you getting a fan call, and for them, it's based by member, so it's not like the whole NewJeans like group, not the whole Ive group. It's you pick and choose your member. I'll probably be choosing Won Young, of course. Plus, she speaks a lot of English too, which will be the hardest as well too. Maybe I'll sneak in and actually, I don't know. We'll see because I think when you buy different members, for some reason, it's like different shipping things or like bundles, so you have to pay even more shipping. So the shipping is always pricier because this is from Korea, and so keep that in mind. Maybe that's why you buy a couple extra albums for more tickets. The cool part is when you win, if you win for MakeStar for most of their events. You also win a signed album by the member that you are choosing and like a signed photo card or Polaroid. I think it's a photo card for Ive this time, but sometimes there's Polaroids too for different groups. There's a lot of groups. Like I said, there's even like the 80s one I think happening right now is a Polaroid. Mm-hmm. So don't forget to check out MakeStar. There's a lot of like cool different POB and like signups too, like not just for fan calls, but you could get like special pre-order bonus like photo cards, which is why you've seen like the MakeStar photo card POBs like around for different groups. So that's what you could do to check all that out. Moving on, last but not least, ITZY. We just watched this, Haley. Mm-hmm. Okay, and
what is it
called? What is it called?
Algorithm.
This is their
Japanese single.
Okay, good.
Third single.
Wow. Okay.
There we go.
You liked it?
I mean, the song was good. The music video was kind of...
I liked both. They're super catchy.
Interesting.
The song was super catchy. The music video was crazy because, like, at the end, it's like all of a sudden now they're dancing at, like, an airport.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at night. So they could, like, JYP is big enough where they could shut down a terminal. And,
right, that's true.
And do, like, recordings for a music video. It's pretty wild, to be honest. And because they did some daytime and nighttime, like, recording. So that was pretty cool. Overall, I did like the song. It's like, man, like... Even with like Untouchable and like all these recent comebacks, they've been having really great songs. And Leah's missing out.
I know.
So sad.
When is she going to come back?
Like all these good comeback songs. And it's like, fuck, Leah's not back yet. Hopefully she comes back soon.
I wonder when.
And let's see, Haley, why don't you talk about the next one? That this is probably all you.
Oh, yeah, ZB1. ZB1. Well, you watched it too. He was kind of mad because he's like, you didn't tell me that they dropped the music video. And I was like, whoops, I forgot.
You should be on top of these, Haley.
Well, because I watched it when it came out and it was like at 2 a.m. in the morning.
That's why I was sad because you watched it without me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I see how it is.
Well, I'm sorry I was awake at that time and you were sleeping because I forgot that it was dropping and I was like, oh, like, it came out because I got the notification on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm awake, so I'm going to watch it.
You just wanted your private time with Cowboy Ricky.
Oh, my God.
Tell everyone the truth.
So good. So their theme is cowboy theme-ish. And I don't know what's going on in their music video either. I feel like a lot of these music videos, I'm just like, it's just there for the aesthetics.
They're going to fight Le Sserafim during Unforgiven.
But the dance, the song, everything, like the way that they look, it's good.
You sound really biased.
I am very biased.
I'm just kidding, but it was good. I really like the song too.
No, it's good.
That was a damn good song.
If it wasn't a good song, I'd be like, eh. Because like I did listen to their album that dropped along with the music video. The music video was for Feel the Pop. That was their title track. And also Sweat was the other one.
Sweat.
I really like that song. The other four tracks were Solar Power, Dear Eclipse, Sunday Ride, and Hello. Hello was very, like, I would say ballad.
Damn, look at you doing a full album review over here.
Sorry, was I not supposed
to?
No,
you can. I'm like, we got to give you a raise now.
Oh, no. And then Solar Power, I feel like that kind of is not the song that
What does it sound similar to? Like, what would you say?
NCT 127, like the kind of like
the hardcore, hard ones,
but not as hard as that. But
Haley's a softy.
I am. So like, obviously, Feel the Pop. Like, I'm very like, you know, upbeat. Like, I like those kind of songs. That's why, like, to be honest, Stray Kids at first was very hard for me to get into. So like, I mean, it'll grow on me, obviously. And then, because like,
obviously,
I'm just going to force it.
Obviously.
Just kidding. But anyway, check out Feel the Pop. It's really cool.
I really like that song.
I love that song. I've been playing it every time I'm driving
to
work.
It's so catchy.
They've done dance challenges already as well, of course. One sad news here is that, okay, during the music video for...
You make it sound like it's actual sad news, like something bad happened.
It's sad for me, okay?
Like something terrible happened.
I'm mourning Ricky's blonde/red hair because now it's black. I can't believe he went to black because... As a person who dyes their and bleaches their hair a lot, it's like the worst thing you could possibly do to bleached hair is like go from blonde, red to black because it's so damaging. And then I feel like he's going to be black hair for a while, which sucks for me because I really, really liked blonde hair, Ricky. And I would have wanted to see him at KCON with red hair, possibly. I mean, like, I missed out on Hyunjin's red hair.
And you're about to miss it out again.
And I'm missing out again. So I don't know what color hair he's going to have at KCON. But yes, I'm mourning it. I'm very sad. A lot of my friends, like, sent me it, too, because they know how much I love, like, his blonde hair. So,
well, because of
tragedy.
Because of this tragic thing going on in your life, I'm so sorry to hear how devastating this is. Time for you to get a break and take a break and drink some water, use the bathroom if you have to. And don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Follow us on the Permission to Stand podcast, pretty much available on all podcast streaming platforms like from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you're tuning in. Even ratings, you know, always go a long way and helps kind of spreads the word and gets on other people's algorithm, as Itzy would say. And Haley, where else can they check us out and what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. If you want to send us a DM, send it to our Instagram. Yes. And check out our concert videos, which I promise...
She promises that she will break her promise, basically.
Yes. I'm going... If I have good videos from Rise, I will post them.
Oh.
There you go.
Uh-huh,
only
okay.
If they're good to my liking.
Oh, yeah, of course. Every damn time.
Yeah, okay.
As the summer sizzle fades, it's time to establish a wellness routine that's here to stay. Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with their focus on traceable science and high-quality ingredients. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to their stress relief and sleep melatonin, both using first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. For a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. It's time to move on. Let's do it. I don't want to talk about this, but we have to talk about this. New jeans. Talking about bad news with new jeans is like super effective because, towards like, me. It hurts a lot.
Like, we never thought this would happen.
No, of course not.
We're like, oh, wow, they're going to have a double single. They're going to have like a debut in Japan. Like, this is amazing for them. They're doing so well. And then all this shit happens.
Well, of course. Bug. And the part that hurts the most is because they are my alt group. So it sucks when some situation alt like this group. Happens to your alt group.
For fourth gen?
No, like overall. I think New Jeans
really?
Is first.
Over twice?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you knew that. No? I think it's like, yeah, I think New Jeans is the top and then twice.
I didn't know right that.
Well, now you know.
Maybe
so,
you have two old groups. That's fine.
Double old, I guess, maybe. At this point, I have to now to be safe because New Jeans, what's going on is they possibly might be taking a hiatus. And it's not an ordinary hiatus. It's possible it'll be very long, almost in comparison to like a military service hiatus.
I mean,
like,
at this point, just send them to the military. So don't do that. But
the shitty part,
that's what it feels like,
is because of all the shit going on with Minhee-jin ruining everything. You know, like we talked about it. We're like, please don't get the parents involved. Like the parents got involved.
Of course,
they have different
take.
Sides. Mm-hmm. You know, like all this shit. So the parents went and talked to the HYBE CEO, Park Ji-won. And, I guess after discussing with like, you know, cause they're obviously concerned about their kids' futures and what's going on with everything. Because, you know, like New Jeans, like all the members are like still younger and they're like need to focus on doing what they have to do, practicing, singing, you know, doing a lot of, like performances and, They've been doing so many, what's that other word I'm looking for that I can't even think of when they do stuff for other companies? Promotions. That's the word. Promotions and everything. It's like, you know, they're busy.
Like ambassadors.
They're like super busy with their own shit going on that it sucks to have to deal with this at the same time, emotionally and like mentally. So the parents are kind of, you know, coming in now and getting involved. And after talking with the HYBE CEO, apparently, quote unquote, he said something like, it usually takes about a year and a half to recruit another Grammy winning producer.
That's so shitty.
But we'll try to do it as quickly as possible.
Like, does it really take that long?
This is in regards to obviously them most likely going to find a way to like worst case scenario, which is happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Replace Minhee-jin. And the thing is, in my head, I'm like, you don't need a freaking Grammy winning producer. Like, you don't have to have, like, if they're good and they match the damn tone, they'll win Grammys on their own.
Right.
Like, you don't have to like out into the wild, just run and look at Grammy award winning producers. Yeah. Like that, like narrows down your search for talent, to be honest. And especially the right fit.
Yeah.
You might find a Grammy awarding, Grammy award winning producer that doesn't fit the sound, that doesn't fit the style
of
New Jeans. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, oh, come on. That was like, to me, I'm like, Park Ji-won, like, dude, that was a bad.
Right.
Where's Bang PD at? But either way, like, there was even stuff with like drama with Bang PD, apparently, like, not even like acknowledging New Jeans when I guess there was some, I didn't even see the video or the pictures, but something like that too. So it's like, it's honestly just it's a shit show. It's literally a shit show.
It sucks. And like, it just really sucks for the girls, honestly.
And at the same time, they will still be doing their Japan debut and, you know, everything is set and scheduled for that. But
when is that?
I don't remember if it's, no, Haley, that's in June and July.
Oh shit. It's like coming up.
And with that, they're going to do all that stuff, do the promotions, but we have no idea what's going to happen after that. Yeah. After all that is done, that's possibly when the hiatus might happen. Hopefully it won't be long. Hopefully everything just works out, because this is going to be horrible. This is like a nightmare.
Right.
That's coming true.
Yeah. I mean, because like, you won't ever want this to happen to a group that you have like put so much like investment in, and then you really love and care about the members. Also, you love their songs. Like, it sucks.
I think I might cry.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so fucking sad, to be honest. And right. It's like, I'm like trying to imagine, like, you know, like when we were in, like before I got into all these other groups, and it was literally just Blackpink or Twice. If something happened, I'm like, it almost might have ruined K-pop. I'm like, I'm done. Like, it kind of like sucks. Like,
but then the thing with NewJeans too is because they're really new. Like, for Blackpink and Twice, it's understandable. They've had their time.
No, I know that. But I'm going back to, like, I'm saying this is back if we were in 2020, 2019. You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, like, if something was to happen like that to Twice or Blackpink right now, it wouldn't hurt as much. But I think because NewJeans is so new and they still haven't, like, reached out and, like, it's been,
no,
like,
they're taking off right now,
that's
basically.
Why. Like, and then you're going to put a stop to them? That sucks.
Like, don't ruin the momentum. Mm-hmm. Like, they have so much good momentum right now. Like, this would... Like, honestly, they should still be, like, amidst all this stuff, they better have people, like, looking around for, like, the producers and all this shit right now. Like, it makes no sense for all this to happen and to let it all happen and let them promote and everything, then deal with the aftermath after everything is done. You have to deal with it during. That's why you have people working for you now, like, figuring this out. You should do it while like NewJeans is busy and everything, that way like it's so smoother, or like the time is less, at least for the hiatus if something is gonna happen. Minijin, like, you're talented, but you're fucking ruined everything, like, for reals,
right?
Your own greed, like, ruined everything. This is that's all I can say.
For sure, then they're just gonna get rid of her.
I really like, they haven't announced any shit like that, but I mean, to be honest, look at what they're saying.
Yeah,
that's definitely what they're trying to do. If he's already telling the parents, like, we're in the search for a Grammy Award winning producer.
Right.
Like, fuck. Okay. That means you're definitely going to get rid of Minhee somehow.
Yeah. So they're basically putting NewJeans on a mandatory vacation.
And it sucks because, like, what if Minhee, like, you know, like, they're so close she, like, got into the parents' heads. Like, you know, she has the members with that, like, on her side, probably. And then, like, they leave HYBE, and then, like, NewJeans has its own thing. And with Minhee outside of HYBE.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if promotions and stuff will do well because, like, a lot of people in the industry do not like her already because of how shady and, like, crappy she is as a person. Like, do you think they want to promote and, like, you know, give power to that type of a person? Mm-hmm. So it sucks because then the members will get affected. Like, their careers, like, their lives will just be fucked up. That's, like, even – that's more, like – that is more nightmare scenario, like, down the line. That could happen, but man, it sucks that we're at this point and that we have to talk about this on the podcast like this, but I am still hoping for the best because that's all I can do. I have no other control except just hoping for the best for the group, the members, the music. The ball is all in their court right now in Korea, like everything going on. Please figure this shit out, please. Mm-hmm. I guess you should talk now because I'm sad. Haley.
Oh, great. So yes. Now I'm mourning over Ricky's hair and then, more importantly, NewJeans.
Yes.
Is a more important matter to be sad about.
Yes. Devastated. I'm devastated. I don't know if I can emotionally recover if something really bad happens to NewJeans. I might like be one of those, I might turn into more casual K-pop person. Like, I wouldn't care as much because my future is gone.
We'll see.
We will.
I mean, there's like, I feel like you follow a lot of, what about Le Sserafim?
Yeah, I mean, there's Le Sserafim, but they're not NewJeans still.
I know.
Twice is coming near the end. Like, you know, it's been all a good run, maybe like a year or two left. I forgot in their contract. No, because like we're already amidst the 3-year contract extension.
I think they're going to extend soon. Aren't they going to sign to extend again?
A third extension? I don't know. I haven't heard word or news of that. Oh, what did you hear?
I thought Stray Kids and Twice were going to be up for that because Stray Kids is hitting their 7, And then
they'll do like the second extension. Mm-hmm. And then I mean, hopefully, because I mean, even Nayeon, I don't even know if we talked about it. Nayeon has her second solo comeback coming up soon too. So
all her stuff is like,
which blows my mind that Nayeon is already having
order. Yeah.
All her comeback for her solo is already come out before like any of the other members' solos. Like only Jiho got out and Misamo. Right. Like no one else. I'm like,
I mean,
maybe that's the focus. I don't know. Yeah, exactly. They should do like a Chewie. I feel like Chewie would do so well. Like, cause she's so popular, especially in like
China,
of course, and like Taiwan, you know? We'll see. We'll see. That's not what I want to talk about here. When I said, let's move on, Haley, I meant like, you could go ahead and talk about the next topic.
Okay. So moving on, KCON Japan, do you have the lineup? Because I don't have that. For KCON Japan, the only thing I have is Boy Next Door.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, because you're the one that put that, right? Talk about lineup.
Yeah,
and I was like, I don't have anything.
I kind of have it. Okay. Because also the cool part about KCON Japan, I think they also filmed, it was like M Countdown
over was
there
it?
Too.
Damn.
So like, but it was like crazy. So we had Boy Next Door, BDU, Yunwoo, I&I, Kepler, Key was there, Nizzy was there, Nizzyu, P1 Harmony, of course.
Red Velvet.
I mean, this might be Kepler's last big like show too.
Do you think?
Like in terms of Nine with like all these other groups and everything, don't you think?
Did you not see the news?
No.
They're extending their contract.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Okay, so what's going on?
For some reason, I thought it was here. So, like, for Kepler, two of the members are leaving. It's the ones that James likes. Mashiro and Yeso, I think. Is that her name? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then the other seven are staying. They're extending the contract.
Oh, because the other two are being probably pulled
back.
They're
going back to their... Wow, case,
original group.
One for three Entertainment with case Limelight. They're joining Limelight.
So Limelight is gonna.
Yeah.
And Limelight was at KCON last year. So it's
the
like,
one in the sailor suits, right?
Yeah, the three of them.
Yeah, so they will be joining.
Wow, so this will be interesting to see, because like we'll still see them at KCON.
Exactly. We probably see both of them.
Hopefully, Limelight is there, and we get to see the new Limelight.
Will be there, and then Kepler.
You know how long Kepler's extension is?
No, I don't know anything. Okay.
But I didn't know. That's cool. Good to know. So, P1 Harmony was there. Red Velvet. That's pretty cool that they had Red Velvet. The
to
New
us,
Six.
ZB1.
To us. Haley's just skipping all these small groups. You don't
I
care.
I don't know them.
The Wind. You could read it. It's right there. 8-Turn, Hi-Fi Unicorn.
Woo!
Eyelet was there.
Mm-hmm.
Issue? JO1. We know JO1. Jung Yong-hwa. Is it Mi Ai?
I think he was from CN Blue. So now he's doing his own thing.
So
CN Blue was
seems
a second
like it.
Gen.
There's the other another NCT group, NCT Wish. Mm-hmm. Taeyeon was there, the Queen. Tempest, Zykers, Yena, and Team.
Yeah, I mean their lineup is
which
pretty
makes sense.
Like, solid.
Yeah, it's a solid lineup. And it makes sense that N Team is there too, to be honest, right?
Because Japan.
Because Japan indeed, Haley. Also, like, I guess, like, they had, like, it's weird. They had that M Countdown, too, during, like, Guess Me of the Day. And then, like, they had, like, the night performance 3 nights in a row. Just like KCON here. Do you want to read the KCON stage?
This is the nighttime one?
Yeah, I think so. Because this is where Dream Stage and everything happened.
Oh.
Wait, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I didn't know if it was, like, that center stage that they have going all day. Like, dance
but
all day.
But I don't
day.
Think they have a Dream Stage in the middle, right? This is the actual cake. Maybe it is, though.
Because I know Boy Next Door did...
Maybe the M Countdown thing was the performance, right? The big performance. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're right. I think that makes sense. So they did... That's interesting, because they did the actual Dream Stage where you have fans dance with the groups, right? They did it during the KCON stage, I guess.
But then, oh my god, like, I like their, just looking at their page for KCON for Japan, like, I really like the colors they use.
I hope they
it's
stick
really
with this.
It's really cute. We always get the shitty ones, like,
why
fucking
do we, why do they
Nickelodeon, like,
hey,
no,
I like Nickelodeon.
I get it, but is way cuter.
But the design is better. Like, they, ours is so, like,
theirs is very kawaii.
Ours is very American.
I hate
like,
it.
They think that's what American.
I don't want that shit.
They have like their own thoughts about
they
American.
They have like neon green design. And then like neon orange. I'm like, hello, like.
But
I
like
want
even
pink
aside from that, you could still make those look cute if you design it better. Like this one is cool. Like
yeah.
Ours is just feels so, like, I don't know, sterile.
I don't like it. But yeah, looking at their the Japan one, I'm like, oh my god, it's so cute. They have, like, even fluffy writing and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck? We don't get any of that shit.
Well, time for you to talk about your boys next door.
So, boy next door, like we mentioned, they did obviously perform at the main concert, but then they did the Dance All Day stage, and this is the one that's at the convention. I don't know if it's, like, different in Japan, but the one here in LA, the Dance All Day, is, like, the convention stage. So
it's, like within the actual, like, because we do have, like, an actual convention. It's not just concerts. Like, it's a K-Con, right? Mm-hmm. So, like Haley said, it's in the middle. It's, like, kind of in the center.
A lot of different groups do that. I think what we saw last year was, like, it wasn't Stacy.
We missed Stacy.
Oh, we missed Stacy.
I remember for one of the years.
I think it was G-Idle, right?
There's a lot. There's a lot. There's a good amount. There's a good amount.
I mean, they have a good amount that go to that convention stage. So Boy Next Door was there, and honestly, like, I watched a lot of their fan cams from it because I've been following all these Boy Next Door accounts, and there was this one scene where Jaehyun and then Sungho, who is, like, probably officially my bias wrecker, he was, like, grinding up on Sungho, and I didn't know what the hell was going on because I was like, what is this? Because that's the only thing that had dropped. It didn't even say where it was from. I didn't even know it was from K-Con, and all of a sudden, like, all these videos were, like, flooding my feed. I was like, where is this? And of all places, like, I wouldn't expect them to, like, do that in Japan.
They forgot they were in Japan.
They definitely did. I was like, what is going on?
Save that for America. Hopefully, they'll be here.
I hope so, but I don't know.
I mean, okay, to be honest, there's a chance we had in Hypen 2 years ago. We haven't really, I don't even, did we have a Hype group last year?
Wait, 17 came before they were with
17 Hype. Was like in Pledis still, but that was like 2019, I believe, or something. But I mean, still, we had in Hypen.
So, I mean, like, I really do hope they do it just because they've gone to Japan and, like,
I think there's hope, Haley.
I think so.
I think you might finally see
them. They better have a showcase or something here. Like, I get so sad because I feel like a lot of these smaller groups, like, including ZB1, they're doing their tour, and then America's not on
it. SM is the only one that has, like, done, like, these showcases or other smaller groups, which
sucks.
That's
why I was, like, Rise, I'm, like, so thankful for them.
Freaking Hype, like, they don't do this shit. Like, come on. Like, at least JYP does it, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, like, it's cool. They have all this cool stuff. Like, you know, I'm sad that we've never, like, gone out to one of, like, those interesting Venice stuff, but, you know, because we're working, but hopefully there's something one of these days again, because it'd be interesting to see one of those.
But yeah, I would like to see Boy Next Door at KCON LA. I'm not gonna get my hopes up, but I don't know. But they seem to be having a really good time. They did the Pokemon dance. They did Guilty 7 by Jungkook. They were just doing, like, a lot of those random dance plays, basically. And I think they were, like, split on two teams. You could get really close to the members, and then, of course, it's promoted by Samsung, so they all had Samsung phones and they took, like, selfies with the crowd and everything. It was the same kind of stuff that they do in LA, but
okay,
yes, that's it pretty much. Okay. Also, Boy Next Door will be releasing their first Japanese single. It's called And on July 10th. It's still a while from now, but they've already started doing pre-orders and, like, concept photos and teasers and everything. And I really like the concept of it because it reminds me of an anime, but, like, the ones that you watch when you're, like, in the Japanese countryside, like, with the old trains and then, like, the seaside and everything like that. I was like, I really like the photos. I was like, wow, this looks like it could be in an anime. So I'm excited to see more and then, like, actually hear. But that's not in until July, so.
You say that now, but July is
just
going
to come quickly,
hit us like a truck all of a sudden.
I know. I'm not ready.
But if anything, that'd be good because by end of July is KCON, so maybe they'll have stuff for KCON if they do come.
I hope so.
Oh, right.
I mean, they have enough songs anyway for KCON. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
go on.
You look like you're like cracked out.
I'm really tired. Boy next door
just gave you like this weird jump, like of caffeine.
Yeah, and then I'm done. Like dipped out.
Well, I'll talk a little bit more because I know it's coming up on. We have a little bit to talk about still before we get to BTS and Stray Kids, and I know the clock is ticking.
I have too much about Stray Kids too. I'm fucking doomed.
Okay. We already talked about them in terms of the music video. We loved it. Ascendio is pretty awesome as a song itself. But there's been some stuff going on with IVE. So even Wonyoung had this lawsuit against this one YouTuber. But thank God she won. She won 100 million won.
Wait, why though?
For a lawsuit on this YouTuber called Sojang. So the reason why their lawsuit even took place is there were charges of defamation and slander, of course, right? Mm. Spread false information, malicious rumors, and even hired people to help spread all this bad shit about Wonyoung. She has tons of haters, even though she is super popular and like a lot of people love her too.
A lot of K-pop groups have this, but then nothing is ever done about it.
That's why it's cool to see this, that she actually, like, there was a lawsuit that was filed and she won 100 million won. That's a lot of money, it seems like. I don't even know the thing, but that's still a win. A win is a win. So I'm glad they need to stop these people.
Because right, they need to do stuff about it.
Because these people always think they could get away with all this shit, and they shouldn't.
Right, because they're hiding behind a screen,
like,
mostly.
Even though they're on YouTube, well, this person's on YouTube, he's kind of showing his face or her face or whatever. In general, just all the malicious and bad stuff from like the bad K-nets and shit out there. It's like they really need to get on top of this because like it seems like it's really bad in Asia. Mm-hmm. Like all the malicious content and all this kind of shit. Of course, everywhere around the globe because of the internet now. We're living in that day and age where like you're going to find something. Like even America, there's going to be people talking shit. But this is a different story if there's like something at this level. And these type of people should be stopped. And I'm glad they're making an example out of this YouTuber piece of shit called Sojang. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Good for you, Wonyoung. You could treat us out to some steak. Buy all your fans some steak. If you didn't know, that's apparently her favorite food. Also, for IVE, so they performed at Incheon University Festival. Mm-hmm. We've seen plenty of this, you know, like Le Sserafim, NewJeans were some of the more recent ones I could think in my head. Even like ITZY, where they perform at college campuses.
Yes.
Which is why let's just go back to college, and if we do, do it in Korea because they got all this crazy shit.
I'm
like,
gonna take art classes.
And so the cool part is at these bigger like campuses and bigger colleges, they do get guest K-pop idols and groups to perform for them, like a festival. It's freaking awesome.
Didn't
to be honest.
NewJeans?
Yeah. Oh hell yeah, NewJeans did. And it happened with IVE recently. The interesting part was, Yujin, she looked really apparently uncomfortable and upset the whole performance.
Why?
And at the end, she was like staring at this person with like their camera. And like, it's weird because he was like filming not them, right? Like they were talking, but like, I don't know what exactly he was filming, but like, because it's weird. They didn't show like what was going on during the whole incident, but she ended up pointing and calling him out and saying something to that person. Like, damn.
Why? What happened though?
That's the thing. It's like she was uncomfortable enough to call him out, but it's like in my head, I'm like, man, a lot of these people, you have no idea. There's fan cams of every angle and everything of you guys, like wherever you go, to be honest. So, I mean, like, this guy must have been doing something even more shady, but, like, we really seen, like, how Yujin is as a person. So, like, she will definitely, like, say something eventually, like, if it gets too much, like, if she becomes pissed enough, I guess you could say. And she's not good at hiding her emotions.
No.
So, I'm really curious because some people were filming the guy filming, like, you know, accidentally. He's just in the frame, right?
I wonder what he's doing.
I don't know because like the ones I saw just looked like he was just like filming. Like there's so many fan cams in like TikTok and Instagram where like people get shots, you know, like when they're like really close and like you can't help it. Like sometimes
their skirt.
It's like, you know, when they're dancing and shit, like the skirt flies up for
but
a moment.
The thing is, like, they always have like
they have the safety
the
shorts and shit.
Shorts, yeah.
Like, so I'm like, what the fuck was this guy doing for her to like I don't know, like, behave this way. Like, she
maybe it was
really
like flashing
pissed.
Penis photos.
Shit, maybe.
I don't know.
But like the picture they showed was like him, like the backside, like he was holding it horizontally, like you know those people that upload videos on YouTube
or maybe
and
he
stuff.
Had something.
I don't know. Like, no, because it was the screen was facing him.
Oh, I don't know.
So I'm just curious because she looked so pissed and, like, there was, like, you know, she actually called him out during the performance. Mm-hmm. It's something, if anyone knows what the hell happened, like, send us the link or more videos because, like, I am wondering what the hell happened. I've only seen pictures, like, in articles, and I was wondering what the fuck happened. But yeah, I mean, like, it just was like, damn, like, you don't see that happen. Like, at all.
Right.
Like, someone get called out. Because, like, for the most part, a lot of the artists understand, like, man, like, there's screen, like, video recording devices, phones, all this shit everywhere around them from every angle during performances. Like, so I really wonder what the fuck happened. Because it didn't look like he had any other signs or other shit. So it's like, what the fuck was he doing? Let's see. We're here twice. Here to talk about some happy stuff. Twice, Dubu Dahyun will be playing the lead actress role for a Korean remake of a Taiwanese film called You Are the Apple of My Eye. So I think it sounds like it's like a romance.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like, I'm not too sure if it's rom-com, but it sounds like it could be a rom-com too. But I'm excited to see her acting debut. She's really good at acting too.
She seems really good at
acting.
She's
pretty damn
honestly.
Good, to be honest. But oh my gosh, what if this is going to be the first time we're seeing like one of them kissing? Like, you know, look at what happened with June from 17 during his acting debut. Like, damn. Grab some popcorn, get ready. Twice also finally released their Death Note Time to Twice episode. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm really excited and I want to. So I'm kind of waiting for a couple more episodes of the Death Note stuff going on and I might just binge watch it. It's usually what I like to do. So that's what's going to happen. Also, Sana, for her Fridge interview, had her daughter, Sullyun, in it.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, Sullyun was so shy. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's really kind. She seems a little bit more timid compared to the other members, too. Like, in, like, a little bit more awkward and timid in, like, her personality itself.
Right.
So imagine when she gets placed next to her, like, ultimate idol bias of K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
Sana, like, I remember, like, I think during, like, their pre-debut or maybe their debut, they were, like, kind of, you know, most of the new debut groups talk about who their influences are, like, who they bias and all that stuff. Of course, we all know Haewon's is somehow JYP, but Sullyun's is Sana.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy part is Sullyun like ended up being in the same company as Sana. So for the
lucky her,
and apparently she was, you know, she was kind of like drafted, you could say, as a trainee for all the major groups.
Mm-hmm.
So that says a lot. Also for Sullyun, the crazy part is, they mentioned during the interview, this was kind of their first time meeting.
It was?
Like, they met for
the dance challenge right?
But that was, like, briefly. This is their first time actually talking, like, really talking to each other. I guess not meeting, you're right. Like, talking.
Uh-huh.
And it's crazy to think, because, like, NMIX has been around now for a couple years, too.
Right, they're just busy.
Even if you're in the same company, it just kind of shows you, like, yeah, you might not even run into, like, other groups. Like, you might run into them in the hallway or something really quick, but you won't have time to talk to them.
Right.
Especially because Twice is already at that level and, like, where they're just so busy and have different things to do. I mean, they live in their own places. Like, you know, Sullyun and NMIX, they have their dorms still. So it's kind of interesting to see that. And the fucking awesome part, Haley, was that Sana acknowledged that she knows that Sullyun looks like her and Chewy.
Yeah.
So all the Satsu fans, including myself, all the Satsu ships rejoice because we've always said that Sullyun looks like Sana and Chewie's daughter.
Because she does.
Because she basically does. And magically is in the same group and in a company.
Mm-hmm.
And Sana knows. So that means obviously Chewie knows. All the members
of course
know. So it's pretty cool.
I mean, I'm sure they've seen all those edits.
You could see Sullyoon's face. She's like, you know, shy about it. But at the same time, she's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like super happy, you could tell. But it was a cool interview all like the whole time. But it's like funny because she's just super shy. Mm-hmm. And she's just like super timid towards Sana. And Sana keeps telling her like be less formal. Like, you know, just be normal.
Loosen up.
But yeah, that's kind of hard to do when you're like next to Sana. I get it. And I think this is where we can take our final break before Haley gets to talk even more and more about her two other boy groups that are not Boy Next Door or ZB1 or Rise. So don't forget to hit that notification bell. Follow, like, subscribe, whatever you have to do to help us out here at the Permission to Stand podcast, wherever you're tuning in on all streaming platforms, basically for podcasts. So, you know, it helps. A little bit of everything like put together makes like a big impact. Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Woo, look at that enthusiasm, Haley.
Ready, because yay. I have a lot of notes for Stray Kids. I always do this to myself. Anyway.
Yes. So, especially because that's the last part.
I know, and I'm drained already. So BTS, I only have a little bit of news. But exciting news, Jin is coming back in 29 days.
It might be even less by the time people hear this. So less than a month.
Isn't that nuts?
Kim Seok Jin is returning to us.
I can't believe it because honestly, I feel like we've just been counting it down since he left. And I'm like, wow.
Ever since like Astronaut and all that shit, we watched all that stuff. Like it's crazy.
So much. But I can't believe it. He's almost here next month.
So it's 18 months, right? I think.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild to think that we're here. We've reached the finish line for Jin.
I can't believe it. I'm just like, wow. I just feel like we just watched his rage games and everything.
We need him back to slay all the Delulus.
Oh, he definitely will.
Delulus have been going rampant and like going wild. We need someone to take all of them down. So
they always have someone in the group where they just turn the people down. They're like, nope. Nope, you can't be Delulu with me. There's no freaking way.
Nope, yeah, because obviously Jungkook is part of the problem, just like Bangchan is part of the problem for all these 07 liners, huh?
They love it.
We're not 07, 97.
Damn, I'm like, whoa.
It's like 07, wait a second, 97.
Speaking of that, Jungkook actually did follow Bangchan on Instagram. And because as we know, Jungkook doesn't have his personal, like, Instagram anymore. He has one for Bam.
So he lives through Bam's Instagram.
He does. So, you know.
So Bam.
He uses that to
Bam
like...
follows Bangchan. It's interesting because, like, we haven't really seen much interactions between them, though, have we?
Him and Bangchan? Yeah. I mean, they've gone to dinner and stuff together. And then I think it's just, like, falls...
But we haven't seen pictures, though.
No, we haven't.
You know, we've seen pictures for him with, like, Yunwoo, like, who else
Chang
was it?
Mingyu.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, Jungkook followed all his 97 liner friends.
That's fucking awesome.
Using Bam's Instagram account.
That's cool. It was nice to see him follow Bangchan, because I was always wondering, I'm like, man, like, I wonder if they're friends.
I'm sure
they have a 97 line group chat.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah, so that was cool to see. Also, Namjoon, he released his music video for Come Back to Me. We both watched this, and honestly, the music video was pretty trippy because like it felt like he was living these different lives, and he was kind of confused. He's like, which life is it exactly that I'm in right now?
And the style and the sound of the song was different from what I was expecting, to be honest, too. But it worked, and the song was pretty long, actually, because the music video felt like it was long.
It was 5 minutes or something. That.
It was a cool music video, like the concept.
He finally got his wife and kids.
Oh shit! Yeah, this is the wife and kids, and that the lady played the wife.
She's filling him up.
She got a good feel.
I mean, who wouldn't? Like, I mean, if you get in that the position, chance.
Yeah. But now she's caught in 4K. Good for her, though. But
yeah, I mean,
it was a really interesting video. It was. It's like the song wasn't what I expected. Like, I guess I could say that in a, like, not.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, though. But it's like, you know, because I was hoping for something like Wildflower, because I really like that kind of sound and, like, soul. But this one was
like chill, like very, very like mellow.
It's like lounge music kind of thing. It was like, it was cool though because of the music video, to be honest. It was really a great concept.
Right. It like went hand in hand. Like it kind of told the story through the music, and then for like the music video, it like matched.
It was basically cool. And I love like the fact that like even at the end, like, you know, they didn't use like a supermodel for like the girl at the end. It was like someone like, you know, it felt more like a like it's more relatable, like a more like an actual person. So it's pretty cool. I really enjoyed that.
Cool, but then I feel like this will also influence like those Tallulahs. They're like,
I have a chance.
I have a chance now with Namjoon because like, well, this that's girl's why not super
they're
pretty.
Releasing this when Jin is coming back to put you all in their place.
That's so funny.
Also, can we talk about 97 line really quick?
Yeah.
Because I really want to talk about like also, you know who else is a 97 liner who is really good friends with Bang Chan? Lisa.
Oh, that's true.
So Lisa, because we've seen Lisa interact with Bang Chan on stages
before. Yeah, and then also Mingyu.
And of course, like, freaking Lisa. Yeah, with Mingyu also. Yeah. And then Lisa also hangs out with Hannah, Bang Chan's sister.
Ah, yes.
So I'm like, shit, can Liz Cook happen? We're going back to my Delulu. Oh, my Delulu ship.
Speaking of Delulu.
My Delulu ship. Back to
Lisa's
like...
Lisa's with that other guy.
I don't give a shit, Haley. Because like, at the same time, like, this is the ship I've always liked. That was from like the fandom ships back like when I started listening to K-pop with you, like,
yeah, he
when
would send me all these
was like 2016 or some shit, 2017. Yeah. I'm like, oh shit, like I see all this Liz Cook stuff and I really like it.
And he kept sending it to me and I was like, stop sending this
97
to me.
liners.
I should Jungkook.
Why doesn't Jungkook follow her then?
I don't know. That's funny, though. I mean, we'll see. I mean, because they're all friends. Like, obviously, Bang Chan and Lisa are really close friends. They've given each other gifts.
Yeah, so...
And Lisa hangs out with Hannah.
Yeah, so shit. This is... That'd be cool. This is something to follow.
Man, I wish I was Bang Chan or Felix's sister.
I wish I was a 97 liner. Give me back all those extra years.
Let me be Felix's sister, please. I feel like me and Felix are so much alike, too. We would get along.
Oh, I guess I'm not the only Delulu.
Yes. I mean, of course I'm Delulu. Are you kidding me?
Haley, Stray Kids.
Okay, Stray Kids.
You know what? Just do what you gotta do. If all the fellow stays will be here with you, along for this ride, deep within this episode.
Okay, I'll do it within 10 minutes. Here we go.
I don't believe it, but I'll watch. Okay. And listen.
Stray Kids. Oh, here's another music video that we watched. So, Stray Kids released Lose My Breath music video.
Oh, yeah. Didn't even mention it in the beginning. But, yeah, of course. Charlie Puth, baby.
Charlie Puth. Yeah, so the song is all in English. It's obviously, it sounds really, really good. The music style is not something that I would think Stray Kids would do, but...
Oh, I love Stray Kids.
Stray Kids.
Stray Kudos.
Stray Kids do.
Stray Kudery.
This is when Haley's I start crazy. Losing it. Oh, yeah, anyway. But, I mean, they did an amazing job. The choreography is, like, really, really pretty. The song itself is really catchy. They have music... Not, they have dance videos already out, like the dance challenges, which have been... I feel like they've been having a lot of fun with it. Stray Kids have been really active on their Instagram and TikTok, posting all these dance challenges, which is amazing because they're always behind.
They promised.
Yes, that's part of
that was their New Year's resolution.
That's true. They're doing really well.
They're keeping with it. Pretty props
I'm
to
glad.
Them. I love it when they say something, when the group says something, and they're keeping their promise.
Here's one thing, though. I get that it says Stray Kids featuring Charlie Puth. So, like, yes, of course he's going to be in it. But I feel like he got so many lines. I was like, what is going on? Changmin got like freaking maybe 0.6 seconds.
You're kidding me.
I'm not
kidding. I
thought
he sang in this song.
He did, but maybe it was like 1 second. That's like...
I don't know. One word. Me talking right now is probably 3 seconds already.
No, if you do this line distribution thing, it's
oh,
it's
you watch
really
the line distribution?
Short.
Maybe it's 6 seconds. I don't think it's 0.6, Haley. 0.6 is literally... this is 0.6.
That's what it felt like to me, okay? I was really sad. And I was like, this sounds more like Charlie Puth song featuring Stray Kids. That's
well,
what it felt like to me.
You know
me.
What you should be happy about? That they have their own version without Charlie
That's
Puth.
That's why I'm so happy they put an OT8 version out and... Changmin got more lines, so I'm so happy. And
he's singing, right?
He says, sheesh.
He said he had his, so he's a baby monster now?
Yeah. So he does say sheesh in it, but yeah, he has his singing verse.
Oh, also, I've been getting into Baby Monster a lot more now.
Okay, don't talk about that. I'm doing this in 10 minutes. Okay. So, yeah, but, yeah.
We're not talking right now. But, yeah, you know, the, motherfucking,
Okay, moving on. So, sorry, I'm saying that a lot. So I did watch, because like for every music video or like new album release, Stray Kids always releases a video called like an intro to whatever album it is. So they did one for an intro to Lose My Breath. So like all the members did talk about the song, like how it was put together, like how, their experience with like working with Charlie and like how it even happened. So
it was just funny when you said working with Charlie in my head, because I'm losing it too. Oh no, I wasn't thinking Charlie. Like you're just saying it like first name basis, like, yo, you know, it's just Charlie, and like just Charlie. Charlie bit my finger, okay. And then but then it's Charlie Puth, and then but no, in my head, I was not thinking Charlie and the Chalk Factory. I was thinking of Charlie Murphy because of Chappelle Show. Charlie Murphy. Okay. I'm going crazy too. Okay, holy shit, stop. This is late. Okay. I have to edit too after this. It's like nighttime.
Let me keep going.
It's late, Haley.
So basically, Bang Chan said that they got to work with Charlie Puth during a song camp that Charlie put together while they were in the U.S. for Global Citizen last year. So that's how it even, like, came to be, like, the collaboration happened. So, as you know, for Global Citizen last year, it was only 3 Racha that went because the other kids were, like, sick, so they couldn't make it. And then, yeah, so they attended that song camp. Bang Chan actually described Lose My Breath as having an old school feel with strong R&B vibes, which is what it sounds like. And yeah, I really enjoy it.
Accurate.
Like, that's why I do enjoy the song. Han said that they haven't tried this style or genre before, and it did feel a bit awkward for them. But of course, like, they pulled it off. But, you know, like, singing in, like, a kind of different... Let me just read, because I did write. I'm just going to read what I wrote. Okay.
Don't give us the spark notes, cliff notes, whatever.
So anyway, the concept for the music video was actually The Little Mermaid. Did you know that? That it was based on The Little Mermaid?
Oh my God. No, yeah. I didn't actually. What the hell?
But not the Disney's Little Mermaid. The original...
Oh.
Shut up. This is the original.
I know. This is like the thing, though. It's like Disney has infected us enough that I...
You think that's the original.
That's what I associate with. Like, straight to Disney stuff.
So basically, it was based on the 1837 Little Mermaid written by Anderson. In Anderson's version, basically, he says that humans have a much shorter lifespan than mermaids around... who lived to be like 300 years, but that they have an eternal soul that lives on in heaven while mermaids turn to sea foam at death and cease to exist. So like, it's very interesting. Whoa. But this is the concept of that music video.
I mean, damn, okay.
Right, so like that's why there was like a lot of water. They were like dancing in water. It's also about like love and like loving someone for a very long time. So,
I mean, yeah, to that extent at least.
Right.
There always has to be something more to it.
Yes, exactly. I put here, Changbin's vocals were amazing. And they were. Like, let him sing more, please.
He needs to sing. This man, let him free.
Please.
He's only getting his dose with girl group dance challenges. Yeah. Like, for reals.
And then, so, during this, like, intro to the song, Han actually described Changbin as being a very strong rapper, but when he sings, he has a very sharp voice that is suited for the R&B or old hip-hop song. So that's why, like, his singing voice in this song was really, like, it sounded really, really good, and I wish that they had more lines for him. IN actually did say that he felt pressured to sing right after Seungmin during this, like, song. He's always singing after Seungmin, so he does
always
feel nervous and like pressure, because obviously Seungmin's vocals are fucking strong, like,
and he's the main vocalist kind of, right, for the group now.
And then Ian was not used to singing in that key because they describe, I don't know anything about like singing and stuff, but he described it as like you're using your chest voice and falsetto.
Well, guess what? Changmin has plenty chest.
Yes, he does.
He has plenty of chest to sing with.
And then Lino also said that he always feels pressured when singing English, and this whole song is in English, but he also mentioned that he's like, even though they do like Korean songs or Japanese songs, there's always some English, and for some reason he said, why do I always get the English part? Because he has the hardest time with pronunciation. Yeah. And like if you watch these behind videos with Stray Kids, you do notice that Bangshan will put in extra help and effort for Lino to be able to pronounce it correctly during the recordings. But then Lino's like, why do they keep giving me these English verses when I can sing?
It's just to F with him, to be honest.
I don't, like, maybe it's just to like improve and like make him feel more confident.
I'm sure, like in the back of Bang Chan's head, the way how this guy master schemes everything, to be honest.
And then so Stray Kids actually said that they will be filming another intro video very soon, so that means that their comeback will be soon, because like, and their album will be dropping pretty soon too if they're going to be doing this intro video. It is said that their comeback will be July 19th. So that's really, that's like a month and a half away, right?
It's funny how you were recently just saying it's so far away, July 11th. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, it's coming so fast.
It is. Because, like, I feel like when Stray Kids drops their shit, like, it's pre-orders, concept, like, videos, teasers, trailers, and everything like that. And, like, the whole month of June is just going to be that. And then we'll just be like, oh my God, it's July already. And then they have their comeback. Going on to something for Lino, he was at the Gucci Cruise 2025. And then I'm really excited for him because, like, as you know, last year he couldn't attend because he was sick.
Oh,
and so, like,
that
he got
sucks.
His chance finally. And he seemed really happy and smiley. He was there by himself. He was, like, having to do interviews by himself.
I have a vacation away from the other seven.
The thing is that, like, I find with Lino, when he's with the group, he's very, like, stoic. Like, when they were at the Met Gala, like, all the videos and photos that I saw of him, he's very grumpy looking.
Yeah, I would be too if Bangshan is a drill sergeant yelling at my ass every time.
This is a thing. But then when Lino is by himself, he's so happy. Like, I feel like he comes out more of his shell because he's not relying on anyone. And then, like, this happened also when I watched that, I forgot the name of the interview, Pixiv or something. But when he was by himself, like, he was very, very, like, animated. And I was like, wow, I love seeing this kind of Lino because usually
because it's a different
he's
side.
Very, very quiet.
It's like,
usually.
Oh, it exists.
It does exist. Also, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah. So for Gucci, he did, like, if you guys know Lino's Instagram feed, he's always been putting a black cover photo and then, like, he'll post his photos. But then for Gucci, he broke this streak. Ooh. And he actually just posted it. Because I'm sure Gucci was like, you can't post like a freaking black photo and then the Gucci post. You have to do it. Because like, it's part of his work. Like, that's his job. You know, so he finally broke it, which I'm so happy because I was like, yay, finally. <He's> not- because even Hyunjin got confused too. He's like, I thought that you deleted all your photos because it's just like a black screen.
Oh my God.
Because, you know, he's probably in night mode.
Plus he's a, you know, he's a classic troll.
Yeah. And then also Stray Kids was on Good Morning America, New York this morning. And then a lot of stays went to go see them. Felix actually did officially announce that they will be and are preparing for a world tour. But the thing is, guys, if you're a stay,
kind of knew about this now.
We knew about this since January 1st because for the new stays, Stray Kids always releases something called Step Out and then whatever year. So Step Out 2024, they release everything that they're going to be doing this year. So like their collabs, their albums, their tours, their like shows and anything like that, they release it at the beginning. So we're not super surprised. So like, at the beginning, that video did say third world tour.
Well, the thing is, a lot of new stay, Haley,
yes,
are super surprised.
They are.
They didn't fucking know.
I was like, guys. guys, we've known this since January, that they are, in fact, having a third world tour. They haven't announced any dates, which is what I was hoping for, so stay tuned. I hope that comes soon, because, like, I need to fucking
plan our life around it.
I'm waiting for them to drop it. I'm guessing it's probably going to be end of the year, like October, September, October, maybe.
We'll find
That's
out.
My guess. Also, Stray Kids each has, like, an individual cover photo for W Korea. So they have, like, an OT8, and then each member is modeling their brand, which is really exciting, because each...
That's pretty crazy,
that
actually.
That is really cool. So there are 17 covers for W Korea for Stray Kids. Like, for all those people that freaking collect all those magazines, good luck, because there's 17 covers, which is freaking crazy.
I don't even know how, like, we have a couple magazines. I'm like, where can we put it?
Nothing.
Like,
people just stack them.
I know. It just ends up being a stack of magazines.
Exactly, which is what happened to mine. That's it.
Wow. Clap for yourself,
Haley. Was
that
10 minutes? I don't know. Maybe.
No, but you did, okay, you did fine. You went over, but it's fine, because you shouldn't have to rush yourself. There's plenty anyways. Plenty of stay that appreciate all your updates and info. I think it's always entertaining when you talk about them at the end.
When I'm so fast. Like, blah, blah, blah.
When you're like flustered and don't know what the hell is going on by the end of the podcast.
Yep.
But yes, thank you everyone for tuning in and joining us all the way till here, if you're still here with us. Don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff, because it definitely helps. Don't forget to also give us a rating if you're appreciating and enjoying this podcast, because wherever you're leaving a rating, including the Apple Podcast ones where you can actually write stuff, we read all of them. So we really appreciate all the positive feedback recently from the most recent ones. And wherever you're tuning in, don't forget to do all that for us. And Haley,
where can they find us?
Yes.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at @permissionistandpodcast. If you want to contact us and DM us on Instagram only. And then on our TikTok and Instagram, we do have concert videos that Joko has so kindly been uploading.
Been doing it all. My back is hurting from
good
all
job.
The heavy lifting.
Good job. So, like, when we see Rise, if I have good fan cams,
hey,
I better have good ones. Okay, yes. So look forward to those. That's it.
All right. Thank you for joining us. As always, till the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.